Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I am not going anywhere. I am still here. God bless. Thank God. You guys are wonderful. You guys allow me to still do what I do. But you know how we talk about medical headlines and sports headlines and all that? Well, there's some radio headlines. And one of the biggest radio headlines today is my network, with whom I've been with for, I think, 12, 13 years. Helped me get through puberty, if we could analogize in terms of my radio career, is going to be transitioning and closing down. And so me and multiple other hosts are going to be transitioning to new networks. And I just have to say, Genesis Communications Network, my network, and everybody I work with, oh my God, they're family. Being with them for as long as I have been in radio, the only other person, my parent, I would probably say would be Kadon, my affiliate in Las Vegas, Nevada, because I've been with them all 15 years. So they changed my diapers. But when we had to transition from XM, when there was that break with, I think, Clear Channel and XM, iHeart took us on and introduced us to Genesis Communications Network, Ted Anderson. And my first conversation with Ted Anderson was, you could tell my voice was squeaky. You could tell my hormones were raging. You could tell I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm saying, look, to syndicate me, how does this work? And he and the GCN team, who I've been working with over a decade, made it so seamless and flawless. And so even though my show is going on, and this isn't about me still being on it, where else am I going to go? I mean, no one in TV is going to hire this. So obviously I'm still in radio. We want to make sure all our affiliates, we want to make sure all our listeners will still be able to get the show, still be able to have access to me. I'm not going anywhere. It fascinates me, though, all the pieces. Now, I mean, I've always been overwhelmed by what these networks do, whether it's radio, television. Look at what hospitals do. After running my own medical practice, there's a lot of working pieces. You think in medical practice, it's just you and the patient, and nothing else exists. It's all easy. No, you got the insurance. You got the pharmacy. You got the radiology. You got the staff. There's so many working parts to making something like this go. And so, my producers, Jason, Daniel, Brad, George. George has been the backbone of this show. Ted Anderson, everybody at GCN, not to mention all our affiliates, in order to make something like this work, there's thousands of parts, if not more. And so while this transition happens, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going anywhere. It's luckily there's so many people that have been calling and reaching out saying we'll make this transition easy but it's we use this phrase, the show must go on. Something in show business that's always been the show must go on. And that means something different to everybody. I mean, to me, that has always meant who cares if you broke a leg? Who cares if you have menstrual cramps? Who cares if your ratings are low? I'm not speaking just about how maybe I am. Maybe this is me. The show, you just keep going. Martin Luther King's, one of his famous quotes is where, if you can't run, you walk. If you can't walk, you crawl. But you just keep going. And I'm sorry if I'm misquoting him, but it's so insightful. The show must go on. Things always seem to work out. And sometimes when one chapter closes, a new chapter opens and it's even bigger and better. I have been so blessed in my life that every time I had to close a chapter or I transitioned to something, it always worked out. It's just when we're talking about your family, like Genesis Communications Network, hey, yeah, it makes you get a little misty and sad, and you know, because I didn't realize how much these guys were in my life. Lee, you know, that just Adam, they've been so, they've been my brothers. Yeah, they're my family. And, you know, for them, I want to apologize to them because, you know, taking me through puberty of this radio show probably was not very easy. You know, I didn't have a lot of mood swings, but boy, was I grumpy some days. And you know, and so, you know, for those of you that do have a favorite radio show, I'm assuming it's not mine. I'm assuming, you know, there's a better show out there than mine. But hopefully I'm on your top 10 list. But, you know, for those of you that do have a podcast you love, a radio show, a network, a doctor, a teacher, reach out. Let them know that you're still there because that's what keeps it going. You know, if let's say your show is you are a marketing genius and you have this one job that doesn't appreciate you, another job blows you off, the show must go on. Don't let anybody extinguish your flame. You keep that show going. You know, in terms of your marketing ability or your teaching ability or your medicine. And I've seen people where they are rock stars in what they do and things happen and they let that event that happens stop them. You know, like a breakup. When somebody dumps you, do you stop dating? No. If your kid tells you you suck, do you stop parenting? No. If you have a bad, I don't know, workout, you keep going. So for those of you that are in transition and have things that are weighing on you, and you know, just keep telling yourself the show must go on. I know it's a little cheesy, it's a little cliche, it's a little, you know, let's do some jazz hands with it. But honestly, it's always worked for me. Yeah, and so I'm really grateful. So for those of you seeing some of the radio headlines, everybody's still, you know, on board. We're all trying to, you know, make sure there's no issue. And, you know, I'm so grateful to not only all the affiliates, not only to Genesis Communications Network, Facebook, all the social media platforms that also helped me air the show. But, you know, to you guys, if you guys didn't want the show wouldn't be here. Now, I mind you, I'm sure there's somebody out there screaming right now, you suck. But, you know, the majority of you actually listen. And so that's why we're not going anywhere. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a nurse has dropped out of the Trump jury, saying she can't be impartial. Good for her. Glad somebody's honest. And we talk about impartiality and biasness. We all have certain biases. We all have issues with being impartial. We think we're not going to be. But if you put in front of me a piece of chocolate cake or a banana, I am as biased. I'm going to want that chocolate cake. Banana's done. No. No banana for me. I just want the chocolate cake. if you're going to tell me that I could get season tickets to the Dallas Cowboys or to the Packers, it's going to be the Cowboys. Right? We all have certain biases, preferences. It may be for our religion, our kids. Now, when there are two kids, one my son and another random child, and I get asked, who would I want to live with? The random child, of course. I'm sick of living with my son. No. I got to live with my son. But we have biases. We have, it happens. And so when they've been doing this jury selection process, I think they've only secured seven thus far. And you have somebody that goes, no, I have a completely clean slate. In fact, I think some of the jurors said they don't even watch the news. Really? I think one juror is a lawyer who says he doesn't watch the news. Anybody in any profession that is pretty, needs to be pretty well versed on what's going on, has to be aware of current events. And I really beg the question, can anybody be impartial on this jury? Now, you could have somebody say, oh, no, I'm going to really work hard. I'm going to really work hard. I'm going to empty out years of how I felt during the Trump presidency and years of how I've been feeling in the Biden presidency. I'm going to throw it all out, and I am going to look at this very honestly. Now, there are people that can do that. I mean, you can, if you really put your mind to it, saying, I am going to really just look at the facts. But we have seen time and time again people called judges where they will use their left-leaning or right-leaning bias. And a judge is supposed to do just that. A judge is supposed to say, I don't care. I don't care if you're wearing red or blue. I'm going to look at the facts. I could show how the facts were. No. Instead, we have been seeing from some people manipulation of the facts. And it blows my mind that you have right-leaning judges and left-leaning judges. And I get that there's bias and impartiality, but your job, the one person on this planet that is supposed to look at facts and make an impartial ruling, where you don't choose one or the other, not being partial. I've been using that word a lot because I hope I didn't say it wrong earlier. We've seen judges not be impartial. That's scary stuff. So, interestingly, I don't really know if we're getting the whole story, but one of the jurors was a nurse, and she was dismissed, saying she basically slept on it, and she said she had doubts about her ability to be fair. Let me see. I don't know if we have her name. Hold on. The juror was among seven people so far selected. Judge Juan Merchan told the court that the juror had conveyed after sleeping on it overnight, she had concerns about her ability to be fair and impartial. The woman was then brought to court and asked by the judge to explain herself. She said, yesterday alone, I had friends, colleagues, and family push things to my phone, questioning my identity as a juror. I don't believe at this point I could be fair and unbiased and let the outside influence not affect my decision making in the courtroom. Judge said, I'm sorry you went through that, and excused her. So maybe what happened is she was excited. She told people, although I think you're supposed to kind of keep it quiet. And then everybody thinks they're preaching to the choir. Where, oh yeah, you're all thinking like I do, I'm pro-Trump or I'm against Trump or whatever. And she probably got a little taste and maybe a shellacking from her family. What, are you kidding me? You're actually entertaining the idea of being in the sham trial? Or you better do your job and do him in. And, maybe that's just too much pressure for somebody. Maybe they took a look at how long the process was going to be. Now, maybe one of the family members said, we have that bridal shower, and we have this trip, and we have this. Are you sure? Oh, I forgot about that. I don't know. And also, you don't get paid a lot, to be a juror. I'm sure everybody wants to be on this case because, they get to be around the president, and they get to possibly have book deals. But, good for her to come out and be honest. Now, people ask, are doctors impartial? Well, they're supposed to be. I told you I had a patient walk in to the ER when I was on shift. Big swastika tattooed to his chest. I saved his life. That's my job. Who knows? Maybe he was held down and somebody forced him to have that tattoo. Maybe he was on drugs and didn't know what he was doing. I'm not going to judge anybody. My job is to do my job. Heal people. Save their lives. And I'm proud of it. You could have a lapse in judgment and do something or say something. We don't judge you. Only God judges. We're not supposed to judge you and then make decisions based on something that might not be your full character. Would there be people I date again? No. Would there be people I work with? No. And that's okay. Yeah, but in terms of in medicine, if any of my enemies, and I don't really have a lot, because I forgive everybody. I'll never forget, but I don't think I'm in any discord with anybody right now. I think I love everybody right now. But if there was somebody that hurt me that came to me as a patient, I'm going to fix you. That's just what I do. That's what I'm trained to do. But are there biases with doctors? Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, we're trying to, clamp down on some of the stuff that's happening in medical schools where you're hearing students brag about mistreating people based on who they are. Remember there was that one student who graduated, I think it was Toro in New York, and went on to residency, was bragging about how now she could write prescriptions to Jews that could kill them or whatever. I mean, sadly, there are people that slip through the cracks. Look at that anesthesiologist that was making IV bags that ended up killing a partner and killing multiple people. And he just got sentenced. So a bias is there. And, having a bias and not realizing you have it, but understanding it, owning it, and saying, I'm going to make sure it doesn't affect me, is how, the right way to address it. I mean, if somebody has unprotected sex and they come in and now they have a pregnancy and they want to keep the baby and they want to give the baby proper medical care, any doctor's response should be, I'm here to help. Not, well, what were you doing sleeping around? What were you doing? You should have used a condom. No, we don't go there. That's another reason why when I saw that BS from some doctors, well, if you're not vaccinated, I'm not taking care of you. During the whole COVID vaccine mandate debacle. Really? If somebody chooses not to vaccinate, we still take care of them. If somebody chooses to smoke, if somebody chooses to eat fast food, if somebody chooses to ride a motorcycle, if somebody chooses to run a marathon without getting cardiac testing first, it doesn't matter. We take care of them. So for those individuals that are trying to get on this jury, don't lie, don't BS. Okay, you have not only a defendant whose case rides on this, but also the future of America. I mean, if anybody thinks this is a witch hunt, it just redefines what kind of a democracy America has. And when you have a presidential candidate who is actually polling higher than our current president and over half the country supporting him, and there's this, we're going to do him in, it's not a good look for America. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Ford Motor Company issuing a recall for more than 456,000 Bronco, Sport, and Maverick pickup trucks due to a powertrain problem. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration warns the control modules in these vehicles may not detect a battery charge, leading to power loss. The recall encompasses Bronco Sports manufactured from February 2020 to March of this year. Boeing, facing allegations of concealing significant safety issues, as testified to by their quality engineer and whistleblower, Sam Salapour, in a Senate hearing Wednesday.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align.
Salapour cautioned that Boeing's 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws, despite raising concerns with leadership for several years. Salapour claims to have been dismissed. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I have rarely seen falter is the 911 emergency number. You call 911, somebody answers. Now, I remember years ago I was put on hold a couple times, but I rarely call 911, so maybe I need to do that and see what happens. Well, apparently people who try calling 911 in the last 24 hours, some of them couldn't because it was it was an outage of 911. The provider Lumen blames it on the installation of a light pole. Several states apparently had 911 outages. Lumen is a company that supports some of the 911 systems. They said on April 17th, some customers in Nevada, South Dakota, and Nebraska experienced an outage due to a third-party company installing a light pole unrelated to our services. So the outage was reported in Texas as well. And it lasted less than 3 hours. People worked hard to fix it. Thank God they did. Well done. And service has been largely restored as of this morning. Some are urging residents in need of assistance to either text 911 or call using a landline. Cities like Sioux Falls, Rapid City, South Dakota, Las Vegas, they should be back up. I'm not sure about Del Rio, Texas, Douglas and Chase County, Nebraska, but, you know, what the hell happened here? So I've spoken about our vulnerabilities, and trust me, bad actors can very easily watch these vulnerabilities and capitalize on them. And our disabling our 911 system should be almost impossible to do. But if something like a light pole, and I don't know if that's the full story or what the heck is going on with that, can cause service to be disrupted, that's pretty dangerous. And you know, I'm not trying to be this big conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but, and I know I watch a lot of movies, but our ability to dial somebody in an emergency. And by the way, kudos to this whole design. You could be at home, you could be on your cell phone, you call 911, and there will be first responders. I don't know how quickly, it depends on where you live, and it depends on if they're staffed or not, but there will be a first responder that more often than not will get to you and will transport you or protect you, depending on what you need. This is a system, though, that many people rely on, and it works really, really well when it doesn't get overloaded. If there is a major emergency, multiple people call in 911, there's only so much, obviously, they could do. There's only so many hands on deck. I've been asked, you know, during the Harvest 91 Festival shooting and, you know, when we have these events where there's an emergency, people will say, well, I won't call 911 because I'm sure somebody else did. Or you'll see an accident on the side of the road. I would say go ahead and call because you don't know if everybody else is thinking the same thing. If somebody sees something bad happening and they think, well, somebody else is on it. No, I would. Also, the volume of 911 calls helps sometimes justify and validate what could be going on. And so 911 does want the calls. If they want you to get off the phone because they need to clear the line, do so. Do what the 911 operator tells you to. If they want you to stay on the phone so they could walk you through CPR or walk you through what needs to be done in a medical emergency, you need to do that. Wasn't there one case where somebody was about to be killed by her husband, called 911, and the 911 operator blew it off? It rarely happens, rarely. But, you know, we spoke about how to speak to a 911 operator because they get calls and you know, jokers and you know, people trying to mess with them all the time. And so these 911 operators, God bless them, they have to discern, one, if it's a fake call, if it's a hack, or two, you know, how to calm you down, get the information law enforcement or first responders need, and then convey some of that medical training or convey what to do in these situations. And that's a lot. I don't know how anybody could be a lifelong 911 operator. I think it would weigh on you so much. I mean, look at the burnout rate of ER doctors and nurses. Can you imagine being a 911 operator where how many times a day you're getting calls? But we just cannot let our system be this vulnerable. So we'll find out more information, hopefully, as to why. But we got vulnerabilities, and if there are malicious outages, we could be screwed. Over. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Two hunters have become the first Americans to die from the zombie deer disease. Apparently, they ate infected venison. And there was a study that looked at the exposure to the chronic wasting disease that has occurred in some deer. It leaves the deers confused, drooling, unafraid of humans. It's not necessarily rabies, but can act similar to it because it's affecting the brain. But a new study says that this deer disease can infect humans. We call it a zoonotic disease, when a disease that affects animals can hit humans. And a new study said that two hunters in 2022 got deer zombie disease after eating contaminated venison. One was a 72-year-old man who suffered rapid onset of confusion and agitation, as well as seizures. His condition quickly deteriorated, and he died within a month. Now, he was diagnosed with Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Creutzfeldt-Jakob is a brain-wasting condition that was compared to mad cow disease. Instead of it being in cows, it's a prion that affects humans. They're called, there are certain proteins that do not fold in the correct shape. And they could unfortunately travel throughout the central nervous system, leaving deposits, affect brain tissues and organs. But we can't really use antibiotics because they're not bacteria. They're not really viruses either. Then the hunter's friend also died. We don't really have a lot of details. It was published in the journal Neurology. But researchers in Texas spoke to multiple news outlets. Daily Mail is reporting this, and I'm reading this from Daily Mail right now. But, you know, hunters eating infected meat, this is obviously very, very scary because, you know, if you've ever hunted, there's a little bit of a ritual you do. Some of it includes the raw blood of the animal. And I'm telling you right now, you got to be careful. We do not know for sure if these people died from raw venison or venison that wasn't necessarily treated or cooked properly. And, you know, it, I look at it kind of similar to rabies, where it's something that will affect the brain, cause very similar type of, and maybe some of these deer are easier to hunt. Because if they're not really afraid of humans, they're not going to run at the first sight of seeing you. They may be like, all right, I'll take you on. Well, and I'm not saying that's a sign, that's a, it's an infected deer, but it's something you need to think about. So it was nicknamed zombie deer disease because it causes parts of the brain to slowly degenerate into a spongy consistency. Animals will stare blankly, will drool, and we don't really have treatment for it. There's no vaccines, and from what we understand, it is 100% fatal to the deer. In terms of how a human could get it, in terms of how you know, it could later spread to humans, we don't know. All we know is we are presuming that two hunters died from this. So be careful when you're out there. Avoid direct contact. Avoid saliva, blood, urine. Antler, velvet, you know, when they shed, and, you know, anytime anybody has a deer on their farm or in their territory to test them. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people are looking to maybe start Adderall or ADHD medication. And I always like to ask the why. Maybe it's the journalist in me, maybe it's the doctor in me, but you know, what? Why do you think you have attention deficit? And many people say, well, I can't get through my job. I get tired. I want the energy. I want to focus. And so I ask, well, when is it? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? They go, no, I'm good in the morning, but it's the afternoon. I can't get through the afternoon. Now, for me, too, my afternoon, not like my morning. My morning, I am chipper and ready to go. And the afternoon, I'm like, oh, I can watch some Friends reruns, or I can take a nap, or I can, you know. And from 2 to 5, I am probably the least active, motivated, efficient. I don't have a lot of efficiency from 2 to 5 p.m. I still work, and I can still get stuff done. But you got to be careful. I don't want people going on ADHD medication when they need to then go to bed a few hours later to be able to get up in the morning. We need to really identify what this midday slump is. Now, in many countries, I've seen this in Europe and Middle East and other countries, after lunch, people take a nap. They'll eat, they'll take a nap. So their lunch hour is actually expanded to 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. And then they're back open till later in the evening. So morning open, longer lunch area, time to sleep, take a nap, eat, whatever. And naps, I'm mixed on. If you're tired and you need a nap, you nap. But I always like to know, why do you need a nap? Do you need a nap because you aren't sleeping at night? Because of the pets, or you're next to somebody who snores, or you have sleep apnea? Is it that you're tired because you have a thyroid condition? Is it because you drink so much caffeine in the morning that in the afternoon, when it starts to wear off, you get that rebound fatigue? These are things we need to know and we need to figure out. And the midday slump is a very, very common occurrence. Why does it occur? Well, back in caveman days, people would wake up, and when you woke up, it wasn't really a big breakfast time. You might eat a little bit to get some energy, but and I bring up caveman days because it's as close to what our bodies were built to do. We've changed things with first breakfast and second breakfast, like in Lord of the Rings, and brunch and high tea and low tea. But in caveman days, you would get up. You might take a little milk, get something in you, but you had to function. When you got up, you had to work. Once those morning duties were done, you're like, I'm hungry. And you eat. And you would eat a lot. Or, I mean, if you had that access to food. When you eat like that, your body wants to digest it. We have the sympathetic and then the parasympathetic system we've talked about on the show. Sympathetic is your flight or fright response where you need to bust a move and run and get the hell out of Dodge if a zebra's coming after you or whatever. But your parasympathetic system kicks in when your sympathetic system is not, so you can relax, you can digest your food. You're not going to be digesting food well if you're running track. You know, or running from a robber or somebody chasing you. But when you're resting and your parasympathetic system kicks in, that's when you could digest your food, prepare some urine, poop, things like that. So the larger your lunch meal, the more tired you might be because your body doesn't want you running around. Your body wants to digest the food and metabolize the food properly. So one thing you could do to minimize that midday slump is don't be eating such a big meal. I would rather you eat smaller meals and a healthier breakfast than skipping breakfast, eating at noon, and then by 2 p.m. you're ready for a nap. You also have to watch your sugar intake. Sugar makes you tired. We go to sugar to wake ourselves up. Trust me, if there was a brownie at work or a donut, I would be like, I'm good. And then I'd be kind of doing the dance, like, oh, yeah, you know, brownie. And then I would eat it, and I would feel good maybe for 20, 30 minutes, but an hour or two later, you're tired. Okay? If you are going to eat, eat healthy, eat balanced. because, you know, to digest sugar and having your insulin kick in and all that, that's a process that is going to require you to go into the parasympathetic system, and is going to, more so than not, and you're gonna get more fatigued. Another thing, if you have that midday slump, is really look at your sleep the night before. You can do sleep studies at home now. You don't necessarily have to go into a facility and get into your, you know, a pair of pajamas when you're used to sleeping naked, because they don't let you sleep naked in these tests. You don't have to be in your pajamas and have everybody watch you when you sleep and be hooked up. You can do it in the privacy of your own home. And there are monitors that can evaluate if you're waking up or if your oxygen is dropping. So if your oxygen is dropping and you're not sleeping well, yeah, by midday you're going to be pretty tired. You also really have to look at what you're doing for caffeine. If you are to wake up in the morning, you know, hitting a whole bunch of caffeine, well, that caffeine wears off after 4, 5, 6 hours. So maybe spread that caffeine out. Say, I'm going to have a little bit now. Then maybe in a couple hours I'll have the rest of my coffee. Maybe I'll start my second cup of coffee around 1 p.m. Maybe kind of spread it out. Another thing is, let's look at your activities. All right? I am a morning person, and I get everything done in the morning. Then I get a little tired in the afternoon, and then I wake back up in the evening. Well, what if I put some of my most exciting things for the day in that afternoon? So let's say there's a meeting you're really looking forward to. Don't do the meeting at 8 a.m. Do the meeting at 2. Now, we don't like to do that because we want us fresh. We want us sparky and perky. But, you know, maybe it's because 2 to 5 is the boring stuff of the day. Yeah, it's funny. Every time I had to teach a class, if it was an afternoon class, I was good. I was excited. I loved being around the students. And my energy stayed up. But if I had a morning class or whatever, or I just had to do meetings in the afternoon, I would fall asleep. So make sure you incorporate things that you are excited about. I mean, let's say you work remotely and you, you know, do have certain time off and you really like a video game. Well, don't play that video game in the morning. Don't play it at night. Maybe as soon as you start feeling tired, go on it during that time of day. Not that I want you doing that while you're working remotely, but listen, many of you that work remotely are on your video games. I like watching funny videos, and I like watching these little, and so if I feel like I'm in a slump, I put something, it makes me laugh, and then I'm good to go. Fox News did a piece on this, things that will help you boost your energy. They say consider quitting coffee, which is an also interesting point. If you're using coffee to wake up and then the coffee, the caffeine wears off, what if you don't use coffee to wake yourself up in the morning? What if you have a smoothie? What if you eat a piece of celery? Be nice. Look, I'm just giving you some other options. They're the ones saying no caffeine. I don't mind you having a little caffeine, but I don't want you downing Red Bulls because, yeah, you're going to rebound and get tired. But maybe consider a shower to wake you up. In fact, I think a few of you need to be considering showers. They say resist grazing or food teasing, where you keep reaching in to eat. And I agree with that. Be active after you eat. People think that you can't swim, you know that rule, don't go into the pool until you've eaten for an hour, and you know, so then the food digests. In fact, many doctors say exercise after you eat because, one, you'll burn the sugar better, and two, you'll keep your activity up. Now, I know we just talked about that parasympathetic system, but if you're really having a fatigue issue, why don't you walk? Walk after lunch. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.